Apostle chapter 5, we read from 34 to 39. Let's open our Bibles. I know some of our Bibles are on our phone, but let's open it. Acts of Apostle, I'm reading from New International Version. Acts of Apostles chapter 5, verses 34 to 39. And the title of this short message is, No One Thought It Will Last. No one thought it will last. No one. Even the parents of Jesus never believed in him. His brothers never believed in him. At a certain time, he was giving the sermon in the temple. His mother and his brethren, they came for him. They came for him. They said, This man, what is this that you are saying? What is it that we are hearing about you? Come, let's go home. They thought something was wrong with him. You know, nobody ever believed that it will last. 2,000 years after, here we are, still celebrating Jesus. You will continue to celebrate Jesus all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no plan B, you know, apart from this. Acts of Apostle 35, sorry, chapter 5, we read from verse 34 to 35. I read, and then you follow me. 34 to 49. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed them, men of Israel. Consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Sometimes ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it came to nothing. 37. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. That's it. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. And 39. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop this man, and you only find yourself fighting against God. May you not fight against God in the mighty name of Jesus. This was the situation the council in Jerusalem found themselves. And Gamaliel, one of the members of that cabinet, has to address them. Because nobody believed that it would last this long. And the whole story started when Jesus Christ was born. When he was born, different things happened in different quarters. Remember, wise men brought him gifts. If you read like Matthew 2, 10 to 11. The authorities wanted to kill him. Matthew 2, 13 and verse 13 and 16. Remember the gift that the wise men brought for him? Herod also planned to kill him. And the rest of the people went about their daily lives, mostly oblivious of what was happening around them. I've had the opportunity of watching a movie prepared by Moody. It's a DVD. And many people did not even know anything specific was going on. They were busy, you know, the shepherds were busy looking after their sheep. People were busy trading. Some people were busy fighting. Children were busy playing around. Nobody knows, you know. So many, this was just another birth. Another baby was born. So what was all the hype about? It sounded so weird when Jesus was taken into the temple. Remember Simeon, Luke 2:25. Simeon was saying, My heart has seen your salvation. A light to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. This child is set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel. So people were wondering, what is going on? What is special about this child? What was that? How was this special different from all other children that have been brought into this place for circumcision and prayers and for dedication? Later, Jesus has to be exiled to Egypt to escape death in the hands of Herod. After God got rid of those who wanted to kill him. If you look at Matthew chapter 2, 12 to 14, it's there. So later he was brought back to Israel. While people did not see anything extraordinary in him, Mary did, the mother. You know, our mothers are usually very special in that area. Mary did. So, gradually Jesus began to be noticed. At age 12, he had begun to say certain things that made people stop and think at age 12. And he said, "Where on earth did this child come from?" People asked themselves. So when he started his ministry at 30, and this was completely different from what people knew. He was fearless, he was assertive, he was disrespectful to the people who were hither unto reverend in society, the so-called religious leaders. Even when people began to see his miracles, some people still dismissed him. "Is this not the carpenter? Isn't this the Mary's son? Isn't this his brothers or our James, Joseph, Judas, and Simeon? And the sisters are here with us?" In other words, this is just an ordinary man, and we only need to wait for some time, and this is rascality will become history. That was their thought. Nobody thought it would last this long. That was their thought. I'm happy this morning that we all know the story. The guys in authority who did not notice him got to know about him. And to them, they needed to do something about the nightmare he has become. Because all what they were thinking is that this man will take over the throne, will take over the government, and will be nothing. You see how our president is also fighting for his seat, in spite of all the reports that came. You know? That's exactly how the religious leaders of those days were also fighting. So they needed to orchestrate complaints and oppositions against him so that there could be enough reason to crucify him. He said he would destroy the temple, rebuild it in 3 days. He has said that he will not pay taxes to Caesar. Crucify him. People began to shout. Eventually they did, and people must have said, "Good riddance. Good riddance." Little did the crucifiers know that they had just succeeded in helping Jesus to finish his assignment and that a new dispensation has just been born that will never disappear. Jesus will never disappear in your lives. Amen. Jesus will never disappear in your career. Amen. Jesus will never disappear in your home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So after his crucifixion, people thought that his disciples would do what? We get the message. And he will remain silent forever. That was what they thought. After all, if the master could not deliver himself from crucifixion, how much less his followers? And it did happen. Peter denied him 3 times. We all know. Judas Iscariot, you know, betrayed him. And what happened to the rest? They all scattered. But the thought of the people and the religious leaders was wrong. The disciple received power from the Holy Ghost and became no less fierce than the master. Cephas thought he would just round them up, jail them, or kill them. Little did he know that Christianity has been ignited. Was an ignited fire that will never be extinguished. I pray the power of the Lord will never be extinguished in your life. The faith that we are professing will never be extinguished in your life. You will not go back to the idols in the mighty name of Jesus. At one time when the authorities wanted to kill their way through with the apostles, said, "Let's get them, let's kill them off." Once we kill them, nothing will happen. But because it is something that was to last forever, God used Gamaliel in that passage that we read. The Bible said, a man full of wisdom to stop them. Even he did not completely believe that this was going to last forever. Gamaliel himself did not believe. He just told them, look, if this is from God, there's nothing you can do about it. Just leave them. But if it's not from God, and he cited examples of two people that have done the same thing in the country. And when their leaders were taken and they were killed, the followers disappeared. So in his words, in Acts of Apostles 4:34-39 that we read, he gave two examples of two people who rose up like Jesus did. And people rallied around them, but they were killed. The followers dispersed, and that was their end. No one expected Christianity would last till this time. At best, people thought that Jesus' life and acts would only be recorded in the books of the Chronicles of the dissidents of Israel, just as they did for those two guys that we mentioned earlier. Well, they were wrong. His words, that's the Bible, actually became the best-selling book ever in the history of books. The book that has ever been reviewed, critiqued, there has been no any other book like the Bible. Critiqued, reviewed, thrown away. Chairman Mao of China in those days promised that they will burn all the Bibles and they will just leave one so that anybody who's interested will go to the museum. Today, Bible in China. Not only on their iPhone or on their phones, physical Bible in the hands of people in China. It's more than the population of Nigeria. The Bible says something, said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no what? There shall be no end. That's Isaiah 9:7. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it, with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth, even forever. The seal of the Lord of hosts will do what? Will perform this. I want you to note all these things. So these are our prayer points. Whatever God has said in your life, God will perform it. The seal of God will perform it. Like that Bible passage that we read, said, wherever the soul of your feet shall tread, what is going to happen? You shall possess. You will possess the land in the mighty name of Jesus. There was this small something said, and he called the place Rehoboth. For he has made room for us, and we will do what? And we multiply in the land. You will multiply in this land in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at the testimony my daughter gave. There were six that came to this country. I think they were nine. Now they are nine. And that's how God begins to multiply. There's still going to be more than them. By the time the girls begin to marry and they have their children, I remember it was Deacon Adeboye who once gave a testimony that in this country that their father has always prayed for them when they were young that they would travel abroad. You know. And he counted the number of them that were in abroad that time, the number that came initially. He said it was just two that initially came. No, one. He started Adeboye Senior as the only one that came initially. You know, and that was how God began to open the way for the entire family. And as at that time, I think he counted, he said they're about 14. And I'm sure if you count them now, they should be close to 18 now. 17. It's almost from one person. See how God has multiplied that family. God will multiply you. And you will never be homeless. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not beg for food. I'm happy that that family today, none is begging for food. None is homeless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So 2,000 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, The whole world has heard about Jesus, and no less than 2.3 million people confess Christ today. Billion. Out of, what is the population of the world? Maybe about 6 billion. So close to 50% are practicing Christians. Jesus is not only a force, he is the Son of God. John 3:16, you know, clearly states that. He is the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall do what? Shall not perish but have everlasting life. So the Bible says that those who believe in him will have everlasting life. But those who reject him are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:18. Jesus came for you, gave himself to you by dying for you and me. He resurrected as ordained by God and is interceding for us. Won't you surrender your life to him? He is not a way to God. Jesus is the way himself. Some people will tell you, oh, that is the Oprah Winfrey theory. She said it. She said she could not believe that Jesus is the only way. Maybe one of the ways. But Jesus didn't say that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that nobody comes to the Father except by. So there are many attacks on Christianity. And this attack will continue to be until Jesus Christ comes. Yet, the plan of God to save mankind cannot be overturned by man. Anyone is free to say what he or she wants, and those who do not want to believe do not have to believe. Our choices cannot change the truth. And one thing remains sure, those who won't bow down now will still bow down at the end. I only pray that it will not be too late by the time they are bowing down. Look at what Philippians 2:9 said. Philippians 2:9-11. It said, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, what is going to happen? Every knee shall bow. Of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those underneath the earth. You know, you might be wondering, who are those underneath the earth? Those are the people who are, they are not just skeptics right now. They are workers of darkness. Workers of darkness. There was a WhatsApp message that somebody sent. He said she was shocked. It's a lady. She said, I was shocked today that children of God will need to rise up. He said, I was on the street this morning and some people were preaching and I thought they were preaching Christ. Guess who are they preaching? Satan. Satanism. And he said, they want me to believe in, can you imagine? But the Bible is very sure. It said, even those people will do what? They will bow. And that every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. So be sure you are not one of them. Be sure that you believe in Jesus. And I'm seizing this opportunity to wish every one of us happy Easter. And may this season deliver to us joy. Say amen. Amen. Peace. And good tidings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet. First of all, I want us to confess that Jesus is Lord. Begin to confess him. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. I believe in you. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But he, as he, which hath called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manners of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Anoint me daily with your holy oil, Lord. Anoint me daily with your holy oil. Give me the grace to live holy and to do only those things that are pleasing unto you, so that I will not crucify you the second time. Nobody thought it will last to this time. Members of the Israelite parliament that time, they called them the Sanhedrin. I think they are known as the Knesset now. But that time they were Sanhedrin. They thought once they killed Jesus, the whole thing, that would be the whole. Who is this man? Jesus was very assertive. He said, you have heard how it was told you in the past. But I am telling you. They thought it would not last. But here we are till today. Anoint me with your holy oil, Lord. Holy oil. So that I can do your will. Order my footsteps. So that I will be within your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. When Jesus was born, enemies arose. In fact, had it been Herod was able to get him, he would not have been able to fulfill his mission. Has it been Joseph has been derelict in his duties as a man, Jesus would not have been able to fulfill his mission. I want us to pray for our children. Psalm 144, verse 12. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. We are going to say, Father, bless our children. Let them excel in their generation. Protect them from the evil of the end times. Shield them from the prince of the power of the air. In the name of Jesus. Bless our children, Lord. Our children will excel in this generation. The spirit of excellence will be their portion. Protect them from evil. The arrows of the enemy will not hit our children. Our children will not be victims in this society. In the name of Jesus, let the power of resurrection come upon them, upon their education, upon their lives, upon their choices, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every of our children, Lord, as we know the date of their birth, we will not know the date of their death, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Matthew 9:38. Say, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We are going to say, O Lord of harvest, send forth laborers into your harvest. Let them be abundant. Let them be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. And then you pray that prayer for yourself. Father, let me be fruitful in this land. Give me abundance. Let me be fruitful in this land. Nobody thought Christianity would last to this time. Let me be fruitful. No more barrenness. I declare fruitfulness in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you here? You are undocumented. I declare fruitfulness into your life. I declare fruitfulness into your life. Favor will come upon you. Because Jesus did not stay in the grave, you will not die. You shall live to declare the good works of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray against every evil tongue. Evil tongues. Jeremiah 18:18 said, then said they, come, let us divine devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue. Let us not give heed to any of his words. Pray that every wicked device against you shall come to nothing. Every wicked device against Jeremiah came to nothing. Every wicked device against Jesus came to nothing when he rose from the dead. Every wicked device against Jesus Christ came to nothing when he woke from the dead. Therefore, wicked device against you will come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil counsel will crumble after the order of Ahithophel in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we deliver you from the scourge of the tongue. We will not allow the enemy to smite you with the tongue in the powerful name of Jesus. You will not be smitten. Jesus Christ has risen. Jesus Christ has risen. You will not be smitten in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Pray that prayer for your children. Your children will not be smitten.
For it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Shall we just stretch forth our hands unto the man of God? Let's begin to